The Bird Show.
You kids today have it so easy. Back in my day, when we wanted to go somewhere, you had a paper map, right, that you used to have to sprawl out on the side on the passenger seat or in front of you while you were driving. But those that are Abby's age at 27 years old or Messy Mikey's age at 23 have never had to do that. So what have we done with Messy Mikey this morning?
We have sent Mikey up to the middle of nowhere, or as I like to call it, outside the perimeter. So he's been dropped in a random location. We blindfolded him. We took him to a random spot in Atlanta, gave him nothing but three different types of maps. Wasn't aware there were multiple types of maps, a vicinity map, a regional map, and also a map of Alabama and Georgia. And we told him, get home. And if you can't, You're out of luck. Well, hopefully someone will give him a GPS by that point.
So you can follow him online. Cassie has done a great job of setting up this map in real time, so you can see how well he's doing at thebirdshow.com. What am I missing here, Tommy?
Well, we need to talk to Mikey, because I've been watching this thing like a hawk. This, Cassie, watching this is better than, like, my favorite TV show.
Oh, my God. There's one part of the map, because you can see where he's been, right?
Yeah.
That it's literally like a toddler took a crayon and scribbled in one spot.
Okay, and this is exactly what I wanted to talk about. Mikey, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, we told you you could not stop and ask for directions.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I see that there was a stop at an Exxon, and I'm guessing it was a convenience store, and it looks like you took a 93-point turn in the Exxon because that's what Cassie was talking about with the scribble. It looked like you walked down every aisle like 85 times.
Hey, man, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I did use the restroom, Tommy. Thanks for exposing me, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, you move around a lot when you use it.
Look, I don't think this I don't think this should be out of the rules. That's the way we used to have to do it. When we couldn't, like, read the map, we would stop at an Exxon. In my case, out in San Diego, it was a 7-Eleven, and you ask somebody for directions, man.
Would you stop and ask for directions, or would your female counterpart force you to stop and ask for directions? Because to my knowledge, men don't like to ask for directions.
No, I'm like,
that's the thing.
Yeah, for me, it's a time thing, man. I don't care about ego there. Just tell me where to go so I can get there.
You guys are breaking stereotypes.
I didn't even know that was a stereotype.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Definitely.
I'm not a fan of the journey. I just want the destination. Okay.
Facts.
So I would ask. All right, Mikey, how you doing so far, man?
I think I just stumbled upon a very helpful thing. I think I'm on the 92nd road, and I think I can ride that down pretty close to Atlanta.
The 92nd road. They call
it
that.
It's 92, and it's shaped like Georgia.
Highway 92.
Okay. All right. So now he has been in the car driving for over an hour, and how much closer to being here is he?
Well, the 92 that he's on, I'll say the name of the road. Mm. It's Alabama Road. And if you continue the way you're going, Mikey, you'll end up in Alabama.
Weird.
I'm going south, man.
No, you're not.
Oh, my.
Well, you got a 50-50 shot, bro. I mean, it's either one way or the other.
You don't see Atlanta eventually. Turn around.
Every time I do think he's making progress, he makes a turn to unprogress that progress.
Look, I was on Hell's Bells Road and Kellogg, so I found
Hell's Bells.
I think you mean Bells Ferry Road.
Bells Ferry Road.
Oh, my God.
And I went on down. I found number 92, and I'm taking that all the way to the station. And I think Tommy's trying to throw me off the scent.
There's 92 will not take you to the station.
Stay on Hell's Bells.
I wouldn't stay there for that final destination either.
All right, Mikey, we will check back with you in a couple of minutes, and without a doubt, you'll only be 200 yards from where you are right now. All right, Katie, we need an update, man. You started this drama here for us a couple of weeks ago. We need some closure.
Yes. So recently I told you that a friend of mine, she's in a situation with a guy where they go back and forth, right? It's that on again, off again thing. And they've known each other for over 13 years, right? So since college for them.
So when you're saying known each other, friends first and now in a relationship, or has this been this rocky relationship for 13 years?
Friends first. Okay. So like they met in college, became friends. And then like a couple years after that, they're like, hey, let's try this dating thing. And they haven't been able to get it right. And instead of leaving one another alone, they keep trying to force something that's not going to work. So my friend right now, she currently decided she needed a place to stay. And this dude, we're going to call him Jamal. Let's give him a name. He was like, you know what? You can stay at one of my properties, right? Stay in my townhome. Everything will be good. You'll be taken care of and stuff. So she moved into his townhome and she's technically now his tenant. Now, right now they're in their own phase and they had an agreement that if they met somebody that they were, you know, considering taking things more serious, they would let one another know, since right now they're really not as serious. They're just casual, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that was the agreement. However, when she moved into the townhome that he owns, she started making new neighbors, meeting new friends in the neighborhood. She met one woman and the woman was telling her everything she needed to know about the neighborhood, giving her the whole scoop. And she also was like, hey, I know the landlord of the place that you just moved in. It still happens to be a dude I'm hooking up with. And my friend was like, wait, what? But she didn't tell her that she was hooking up with him as well. She just tried to get as much information so she can trap him and figure it out. Because you broke our agreement. So she decided, I'm going to have a call. We should be cool with this. I should be able to call you and tell you what I know about this woman that you've been hooking up with that you didn't tell me. She tries to call him. He's like, hey, I'm busy. She's like, no, this is something we need to talk about. He's been avoiding her lately.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. He's using one of them paper maps.
So she's like, all right, fine. It may be because he's busy. I'm just going to send him a text. You can't avoid a text now, can you? So she tells him everything that she found out about the neighbor. She's like, this woman told me that y'all have been doing this, that. She's like, I'm not that mad about it. You know, if you're going to do what you want to do, just give me a heads up. Give me a warning. Let me know before you go out here and do these things. Silence. He says nothing. No response. She doesn't hear back from him for like a couple of days. So then,
that's a lot of processing.
Right. So right. The day before yesterday, she hits me up and she's like, at 5:30 in the morning, hey, Katie, are you up? I'm like, do you not know what I do for a living? Yes. She's like, can you check Jamal's social media page? Because I don't see it.
Yeah,
because
he's still processing. Mm-hmm. Just as a sidebar here, when a guy tells you he is processing, right, he has spent 10 minutes processing. And the processing situation is pretty much over after that. So if he tells you he's been processing for 3 days, he's lying.
You process long enough to know I'm not dealing with that right now. Right.
So I go and I check his social media page. I'm like, yeah, girl, it's still up. What's wrong? She's like, oh, I can't see it. So he must have blocked me.
Oh, okay.
So now he has blocked her on everything. And she hasn't been able to get in contact with him. And I'm like, there's two things. Okay, he's avoiding this tough conversation. But second, she's still technically his tenant. You have to get in. You have to talk to her at some point in time. You can't avoid her forever. She's living in your townhome.
If this happened to me, I'd just be thrilled that he blocked me, because how am I supposed to pay you if you don't have my, if I can't contact you? All I see this is a free ticket to pay no rent.
If I'm this dude, back me on this, Mo, or tell me no. I would not try to contact him at all anymore. All right, this is the game he wants to play. Let him go ahead and play it. You go live your life.
Outside of business, of course, because you don't want to get sued. But outside of that, yeah, I mean, he's telling you, he's sending you a clear message. There's no reason to reach out to him at all.
Yeah, and I think that's what she's going to do right now is just leave it. But she's just like, why would you block me? I thought we were better than this.
They're not.
She learned.
She might be. He is not.
Valuable lesson.
Yeah. Just, you know, what's the old saying? Men are hunters. Let them hunt. At this point, move on and let him make the next move or it's over.
1,000%.
The Bird Show.